Joining us now, we have a guest. We have Marius Norheim here on. Marius, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. Thanks a lot for bringing me onto the show. Really looking forward to that.
Not at all. Look, we got in touch with each other a couple of weeks ago, and I've actually known your software for a while. So can you please tell the listeners a bit about it?
Yeah, so basically TradeMate is a value pathfinder. And the core idea and principles behind what we do is to exploit inefficiencies because different bookmakers offer different odds on the same game. So, for instance, if one bookmaker is offering 220 in odds on Liverpool beating Manchester City tonight and the rest of the market is offering 1.9, then that's a huge gap between the soft bookmaker, which is an outlier, and the rest of the market, which is much, much lower. So we look for those gaps, and when we find them, we signal it to our customers, who then head on to the bookie and place the bet, and then they have a value bet.
Magic, because this is something that I wanted to bring up on the podcast for a while, because usually we have Martin and Dan and myself on the podcast, and value does come up a lot when we're talking about picks and that. And, you know, value for everyone is a little bit different, but I'd like to kind of get your own definition of it first, please.
Yeah, so it touches upon what I just mentioned, that for us, the way we find value is to exploit price differences between bookmakers. But as a general, like, call it a benchmark, I think the best way to determine whether or not you have found value is to measure the odds you got at the bet you placed versus, for instance, a sharp bookmaker like Pinnacle, and see whether or not you are able to beat their closing line. That's the best benchmark that I would use. And it's a lot of different strategies and ways that you can do to make money from sports betting. What we do is one way. Following good tipsters is another. But independent of like the strategy for making money, I would still measure my results against the closing line. And if I'm able to get better odds than what the closing line is at, then I would say that you have found value.
Oh, okay, that's interesting, because a couple of weeks ago on the podcast, I brought up something with, I think Dan wasn't around then, Martin was with us, and I'd recently come across this website called oddsmath.com, and it's pretty good because it shows rising and dropping odds. And I'm going to give an example that the listeners will know already, but a couple of weeks ago when Liverpool played at Old Trafford, they were playing Man United at Old Trafford, and Liverpool's odds were crashing down, like really, really falling down very, very quickly, and Man United's was going up, and this was all, it seemed to me, this was all based on Paul Pogba not playing. And I saw this as actually a good thing for Man United, because Fellaini was going to play. That meant they'd have an extra kind of defensive-minded player in. So actually, Man United, betting on Man United was a good thing. And like, I actually bet against Liverpool, who are my team, and won money, so I don't feel bad about it. But this is exactly the type of thing that people should be looking for, isn't it? Looking for how odds move based on, you know, outside kind of influences.
Yes, I agree with that. So, like, when, especially with whether it's like injuries or unexpected changes to the lineups, when stuff like that happens, the market moves. And like, what I would ideally say is that if you're serious about making money, it's good to have your money spread across a couple of different bookmakers so that you can then pick the best odds that you can possibly get. So for instance, if the odds drops on Manchester United, like you said, but William Hill is still offering odds that is way too high while the rest of the market dropped, then place the bet on William Hill and you just found yourself some value.
You said there's something as well in the answer before about the closing line. So okay, what in my example there, I had looked at the opening line and saw that it was going up, and thought, okay, this is wrong, this is out of sync. So are you someone who doesn't like to bet long before an event? You prefer to wait until as close to kickoff as possible, yeah?
We typically place bets closer to kickoff, yes, but part of that comes from sort of the way that TradeMate works. And if we find an edge of, let's say, 2% on Liverpool, and it's a couple of, let's say it's 10 hours before the game starts, then a lot can happen during those 10 hours. News can get out about injuries, about the lineups, and the odds change. So the probability of it ending up of the odds moving either way to make it like a large value bet or not a value bet at all, like a minus EV bet, is larger if you go earlier. But at the same time, the more money that is wagered on the game and the closer you get to kickoff, the more information the bookmaker has about like how much money people have wagered on United to win and how much money they wagered on Liverpool to win. So I would say that if you're not using like something like TradeMid, for instance, then it is better to go early because then the market in general is less efficient. So if you have some sort of inside knowledge, and let's say it's probably tougher to beat the Premier League where there are so many experts and so many people who have a lot of knowledge, but you're specializing in some sort of niche league like the Norwegian second division or something, and you know a lot about it, then I would go early rather than late.
So probably sports like basketball, ice hockey, baseball are probably better for this then because there's just so many more games.
Well, more games is always a good thing, at least for us. Yeah. Football is the main thing, but there are especially with using TradeMate, the key, since you can only expect like a small edge per game, like 2 to 5%. The key is to get in as many bets as possible, and you don't really care about which sport it is. Because what we do, like, apply across different sports, different bookmakers still offer different odds on a game, whether it's a basketball game or it's a football game.
Cool. It's great. Well, look, let's go back then to the start of TradeMate. What was it that made you realize that there was something here in the markets that you could exploit and you wanted to make some software, that could read it? And also, like, I presume this must have taken you a long time to come up with the algorithm and to get developers involved. And so, like, you know, how long has this been a process for you?
Yeah, sure. So the company in itself has been around for like three and a half years. So it all started with a good friend of mine called Martin and his childhood friend Jonas. Now, Jonas Jelstad, he dropped out of high school to become a professional poker player, so he moved to Thailand with a couple of other very good Norwegian poker players, such as Felix Stefansson, who won the... No, he came second, sorry, in the VSOP 1 year. So they were down there in Thailand and doing their poker playing and everything, and at some point Jonas figured out that, hey, I can make some money from sports betting as well. And eventually he realized that he could make more money on the sports betting part than what he could doing playing poker. And at this time, Martin was studying at NTNU, which is the major technical university in Norway. So they talked to each other on a cabin trip, and Jonas told him about how he'd been able to exploit the bookmakers. And Martin, being a developer, said that there has to be like some sort of way to automate all of this.
Yeah.
So he sat down and built the first version of what is today known as TradeMate. Back then we were known as EdgeBet, and that's how it started, really. And since then we have brought on some new people to the team, and here we are today. So it all started with a pro sports bettor and a talented developer, and then things have just kept on rolling ever since.
Magic's great, because I watch your videos regularly that you put out on Twitter and all, and I'd watch the ones with what's his name, the poker player?
Jonas.
With Jonas, yeah. He's like, his videos are mad because he's won so much and then lost so much and then won it back again, and it's just, and he talks about discipline a lot, which is, I think it's probably, after value betting, is like the second most important thing, because a lot of people, they, they fall into the trap of trying to do martingales and just trying to win back losses and stuff like that, and it's just completely the wrong way to go on. But you guys do have an interesting staking plan as well. Can you explain it?
Well, for stake sizing, we use the Kelly criterion. So, like, to put it simply, there are mainly, like, two main categories of stake sizing strategy. There's a flat stake sizing strategy, which is pretty simple. You determine a stake that you're happy to put on each bet, for instance, £10 or £100. And the alternative is to use some sort of proportional stake sizing strategy relative to your overall bankroll. So this is what the Kelly criterion does. It is a proportional staking strategy, and it will take into account the odds you get on the bet, the edge that you say you have, and your overall bankroll, and then it determines like how much of a percentage of your bankroll should you bet, and on the size of your bankroll, you know how much exactly you should stake.
Ah, great. Okay, so that works really well with your software then, because you tell your users what the edge is, and then they can calculate how much they should be staking.
Exactly.
Ah, that's genius, man. Well done. That's very good. I like that. Yes. So, tell us a bit then about how the company has expanded, and you said it's only about 3 years old and all that, but like how have you found, well, okay, a couple of questions. How have you found it's been for you to expand in this world of, because there's so many charlatans out there selling quicksand, selling, what's the word, not quicksand, so, anyway, you know, the snake oil and all that, and as well, I don't know, have you made any enemies with the bookies or anything like that?
Well, the bookies don't like us very much. I mean, basically anyone who does very well on a bookmaker over time will face limits at some point in time. So for us and for our users, it's a matter of like maximizing the value you're able to extract from an individual bookie before that happens. And then you just move on to the next bookie. Mm. But luckily, there are a lot of bookmakers in the world. Now, in terms of like all the snake oil salesmen and everything, like honestly, it is tricky. There is it's a space where there's a lot of competition for attention, and it is difficult if you're just getting started to figure out like what's worth listening to and what is just complete bullshit. Yeah. And I always try to use, first I ask myself, like, does this make logically sense? And then I want to, like, dig into the data and the stats and see, like, does the maths add up as well?
Is this a little bit, Marius, why you've gotten into making more and more videos and publishing articles and all that? Is that a conscious effort to say, right, this is how we want to get out?
Yeah, so we do our best to really educate people on sports betting in general, and also like specifically on how to use TradeMate and why it works. And like, there's so many commercials on. If you sit down and watch a football game in England specifically, and in the UK, there's so many betting commercials, and all of them are telling you that hey, you should put £10 on this amazing accumulator that we have made, and then you will win £1 million. And the problem, for instance, with accumulators is that the odds that you are getting, yeah, it's high if you combine 10 games, but it's still like so much worse than what it really should be, because they apply like a margin on every single one of those bets. And when you multiply those together, their margin in the end gets super large. So one thing that I would tell people is, for instance, don't bet on accumulators. That's all a marketing stunt from the bookies to give the house a larger edge. Mm. So two single bets, that's my tip there.
So that has to lead me on into the next question of who are your favorite bookies to go with? Are you someone who sticks with Pinnacle or Betfair, these ones, or do you look to the Asians?
Well, in general, we quite like the European bookies because they are softer to beat than the sharper bookies. So it's kind of like if you can have money in one bank and get 2.5% interest on your money, and you can have them in a second bank and get 0.5% interest on your money, then of course you're going to put as much money as possible with where you can get the highest return on investment. So we prefer the European bookies for sure. And when it comes to them internally, I want bookies that have a lot of edges and that enables me to place many bets. And that also some of the nice to haves is that they are easy to navigate and good, like, search for games. And I'm quite sure that some of the bookies try to make it a bit difficult for you on purpose, that they can buy themselves a bit more time to slash the odds before you get to it.
Definitely. There's a lot of that going on, I'd say. Right, Marius, I don't think I really have anything else for you more. Just give us another plug then, please, for your software, and tell us where people can go to your website. Because I know you have a very good trial at the moment on your site.
Yeah, sure. So if you want to try TradeMate Sports, head over to TradeMateSports.com. Everyone who wants to try it gets 7 days for free, and then there's no strings attached, no commitment. If you want to quit after 7 days, you can do so. If you want to keep going, you can purchase a subscription. And we have, like, one cheap package, but that only supports, like, the national bookies in Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. And after that, you'll have to start on, like, the core package, which is priced at 120 euros per month. And we also have, like, a pro package for professional sports bettors that targets the Asian bookies, plus the betting exchanges like Matchbook, Betfair, BetDAQ. So it's a bit for both the beginners and for the more professional bettors. One doesn't really need to know that much about sports in general to use it. Like, really, we show you where which game there is an edge on. You go to the bookie, you place it, you register with us, and we keep track of your stats. So it's quite simple to use if you just take time to watch a tutorial or two.
One more, so what, you know, it's a horrible question to ask. I hate it. It's that typical one in interviews. Where do you see yourselves going and expanding in the future? What do you want to really achieve in a couple of years' time? Like,
well, we want to grow TradeMate as much as we possibly can, and, like, ideally, potentially, we want to make it possible for people to place bets directly through TradeMate online. That would be a very nice addition, or at least, like, directly to the Asian bookies as part of the pro software. So we'll see. We still have a lot on, like, our development list before that happens. But that's at least, like, that would be the next big step for us. And besides that, you know, bookies kick us out. If we can help more players to beat them, then that's a great way to give some payback to the bookies.
Because I presume as well, it's kind of like when people find your software and find, you know, how good it is and it works, I presume it's kind of, a lot of people don't really want to share it because it's like, no, it's my secret. I'm making money here and I don't want to tell anyone about it. So it's a very hard industry to do very well in, because when people do find an edge, they don't want to give away the edge.
Yeah. And, you know, that is a challenge that we will face at some point. But we support a lot of different bookies. People use the software at many different times, so it's not necessarily like an overlap between all of that. And if you use multiple bookies, one might place the bet on Whale Hill, another places it on Unibet. So at some point, yeah, it can get tricky. But for now, it's fine, and
good. Well, look, Marius Norheim, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And look, best of luck with TradeMate. Everyone, listeners, go and check it out. It's a great piece of software. And thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, Paddy. And best of luck to you guys as well.
Thanks for listening to the Pro Tipster Football Show. Check out protipster.com.